we had a lady from the SBA that came through and said, we're willing to help you. What do you think? It's like, well, we'll take any kind of help we get. You know, what do we need to do?
It took Albert Caron about 12 minutes to get through a bare-bones description of his experience applying for an SBA loan to help cover the damage to his Waterbury Auto Service Center. Caron's tale involved a one-step-forward, two-steps-back process that required him to provide voluminous documentation to an SBA office in Texas, only to have his loan application rejected twice. At one point, he was told he had defaulted on the loan he hadn't received. Caron did eventually get his SBA loan, but he says he wouldn't go through the process again.
There were too many people working on the case. There's too much nonsense paperwork that they needed to get. Going through the process and going through all these forms over and over and over again was a lot of waste of time. To be honest with you, if it happens again, I would never call the SBA.
One SBA official at the meeting called Caron's experience staggering. It may be an extreme example, but Vermont Congressman Peter Welch, who organized the meetings, says he's heard from many businesses that had difficulty securing SBA disaster assistance loans.
And the critical challenge for small businesses is in that immediate time after the event. And if they can't get back into business very, very quickly, basically the cash flow dries up, customers go away. And one of the challenges we had with the SBA loans was the need to get a quick turnaround.
After the Waterbury meeting, SBA Associate Administrator Jean Hewlett says she's confident the process can be improved.
I think there's some definite things that we can do procedurally to address concerns.
Hewlett says lessons from Irene have already been incorporated into the response to Hurricane Sandy, which hit the Northeast last fall. She says even if the SBA process is streamlined, though, it will still take time to complete. Immediate disaster help for businesses won't come from the federal government.
That, however, quite frankly, is done best on the state level, and VITA is a great example of that.
VITA is the Vermont Economic Development Authority, which approved 300 emergency loans for Irene damage. The SBA ultimately signed off on 80 Vermont business loans as a result of the storm. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.